We are unable to meet Mr. Brinker. I don't know what that means, so we'll go ahead and proceed, and hopefully he'll join us shortly. But we do have a quorum. The three board members and Mr. Bowers and I are here. I don't want to wish to keep the group waiting too long here. So we're here today for two agenda items. This is the Water Quality Appeals Board meeting, August 7th, 2023 at 11 a.m. I'm going to call the roll. Mr. Bowers, are you here?
Present.
And Mr. Brinker, are you here? I'll let the record reflect that Mr. Brinker is not yet present. The first item that we have to consider today is Water Quality Appeals Board docket number 23-001, an appeal by Patagonia Area Resource Alliance, or PARA, regarding a ZIPDES permit number AZ0026387, license timeframe 95353, and the permittee is AMI/South32 Hermosa Inc. And the first item on the agenda under that item is discussion and a potential vote on disposition of the pending appeal based on the Arizona Office of Administrative Hearings order vacating hearing dated June 20th, 2023 and remanding the matter to the Water Quality Appeals Board. And before we do that, I just want to let the parties know that I have read all the filings. Mr. Bauer, have you read all the filings?
Yes, I have.
Okay, and really want to restrict the party's comments to the pending, the status of the pending appeal, which is 23-001, and it is essentially been returned from hearing to the Water Quality Appeals Board, and we have to decide what to do with it as part of the agenda item. Do the parties wish to make comment? And if so, I'd hear first from PARA's attorney.
Yes, thank you, Ms. Linquatham. So my name is Adrienne Hoffmeyer, and I'm an attorney for PARA. Just one thing I'd like to bring up initially, there was a motion to strike filed on Friday. Am I understanding that the board is prepared to read the document we filed on Thursday, or do I need to address the motion to strike?
That is not in front of the board right now. What we are talking about is the agenda item on what to do with pending appeal that has been returned by the Office of Administrative Hearings.
Okay, right. Yeah, I guess you've got public notice issues not to be able to do it unless you get public notice of it. So the appeal number 23-001 went to the ALJ. We were due to have a hearing on a motion to dismiss filed by ADEQ when the Friday, the hearing was due to be on a Monday. The Friday before, ADEQ filed a second motion to dismiss on different grounds, saying that they had changed their minds about granting the permit to South 32. So PARA was able to submit a very short document by the end of that day, just before the hearing on Monday, to say, please give us permission to brief the issues, because ADEQ is recommending that the appeal is now moot. The ALJ, during the hearing, couldn't quite decide, and then by the end of the hearing said, no, I'm not going to take more briefing on it, and then made a recommendation to the Water Quality Appeals Board, to this board, to dismiss our appeal as moot because the permit final decision has been withdrawn. So that's the issue that we're talking about today and that the board needs to decide on. So I'm fully aware that our board only has one attorney member, and so it is, you know, a little bit difficult to deal into the technicalities of when an appeal is moot or not. That was what we put into the document we submitted on Thursday. But just to take a little bit of a step backwards here and to remind the board what the facts of this case are and the substance of the appeal, we're looking at a long abandoned mine southeast of Patagonia, Arizona. I think Mr. Bowers is from Tucson, so he might know the area. It's a new mine. It's not the Rosemont mine, which people generally think Patagonia Rosemont. We've got a new mine out there. The last time it was ever mined was the 1960s. There doesn't seem to be any dispute about that. a new company, South32, comes in and buys up the rights and is building a new facility out there. Now, the Clean Water Act has very strict requirements for what it defines as a new source. And one of those things is a TMDL, the total maximum daily load calculation that needs to be formed by ADEQ if there is an impaired waterway there, which we do have here. So number one, we've got, there are two creeks at risk here. The one is called Harshaw Creek, the other is called Adam Gulch. Adam Gulch last year was listed by the EPA as impaired for lead. And that's undisputed. We absolutely have an impaired waterway here. And the question, the fault that we are charging with ADEQ here is that it is a new source and therefore this TMDL calculation needs to be done and it hasn't been done. So in the permit that was granted to South32, they are going to be permitted to discharge into an impaired waterway without a TMDL. So that's the substance of the appeal that we are trying to get to the board.
Excuse me, Ms. Hoffmeyer, may I ask a question? When you say the permit that was granted, are you addressing the permit that was appealed in 23-001?
Correct, and it's the one that they have withdrawn, but I think what you are alluding to, and I'm glad that you are, is that if that permit's withdrawn, one then looks to what we have termed the expired permit, but the prior permit. But that permit was granted in 2018. It was substantively amended in 2021. And this impairment for lead was listed in the middle of 2022. And so that is an additional argument that we make, and that's what comes under the second issue that we hopefully get to today, this other appeal that we felt forced to file. I don't know if we want to stop there. I can see that.
Oh, sure.
The Brinker may have joined.
Sure. Yeah, I don't want to get into the second issue because we're just looking at the permit that is appealed under 23-01.
Right. So I'll stop there. I will stop on that issue. I won't keep going down that rabbit hole.
Okay. Mr. Thomas, would you like to comment?
Ms. Van Quatham, I haven't quite finished my comments yet, unless I've run out of time. If I can just...
Sure, go ahead and finish.
Sorry, Chris, we'll get there. So what happened with the process here is this is a standard administrative appeal. The permit was issued, we did an appeal to the board, and everything went along swimmingly and quite normal. Then out of the blue, we go to a settlement conference, and very unexpectedly, without any discussion with us, ADEQ says they're changing their mind. And that's kind of where things have all gone sideways here. And I want to make it very clear to the board, there is nothing that PARA has done here to complicate this. This was a very unusual situation that occurred with this change of mind. They've given two different reasons. To the ALJ, they gave the reason that it was because they were going to continue to consider comments, even though they've had our comments since December. And then in further documentation to the board, they've said it was because they want to reconsider the Court of Appeals decision, which is fairly on point here. So they are giving us different reasons, and we were very concerned suddenly with why South32 wasn't even, they didn't bat an eye with this about face. So it was clear to us that there was something going on.
Is there any dispute on PARA's part about the status of the permit that was appealed in 23-001, that it's not in effect currently? I mean, would you agree with that?
So what we've defined as the expired permit, sorry, did you say the date 2021?
No, I'm talking about the permit that was appealed in 23-001 that was withdrawn by the Department of Environmental Quality. You're not alleging that that permit is still in effect, correct? That it was effectively withdrawn?
I think that's correct, yes. And okay. What you're saying is that shouldn't render the appeal moot because all the parties in this appeal have indicated that the prior permit resurrects. And we're saying for all those many cases, and we gave you a few in the brief relating to mootness, which is really the issue in front of you today. If the withdrawal of that permit renders that permit ineffective, why shouldn't this be moot? And I can see it's a facially appealing argument, but there, you know, mootness has never been that simple. And there is lots of case law where government agencies have done this, that, you know, through their own conduct, they've tried to avoid an appeal. And so what we looked at and what we gave you were cases that showed there are certain circumstances where mootness should not result in a dismissal of the appeal. And the board does have discretion here to make that determination. And our primary argument, well, we've got two arguments, and then I'll be done. The one is that it is a recurring issue, that even though this permit in the form that they issued in March, that permit may be gone, the prior permit that they've indicated to us resurrects in the absence of a final determination, violates the Clean Water Act for exactly the same reasons that the current one does, because in the middle of 2022...
We're getting really kind of out of the realm of procedural status here. And Mr. Thomas, do you want to reply about the status of the permit?
Yes. Thank you, Madam Chair, members. This is a very simple administrative issue. DEQ, this is a permit renewal. DEQ approved the permit renewal, and then following comments by PARA, decided to withdraw that approval and consider again whether to renew the permit as it did previously or not. That's the decision that was appealed by PARA in 001. That decision is no longer in effect, and therefore the appeal is moot. With respect to the moot, PARA's counsel has said you shouldn't dismiss their now moot appeal because the same issue may well come up again. The ZIPTI's permits have a 5-year term. DEQ, following its removal, will need to act again, considering the renewal application as we speak. PARA has in fact made comments to DEQ regarding the new source issue to both DEQ and EPA. Sometime soon, the DEQ will decide whether or not to approve renewal of the ZIPTI's permit. At that point, PARA can appeal to the Water Quality Appeals Board, and we can have a timely and non-moot hearing on the very issues that Council for PARA says need to be considered by the board. In addition, there's no decision by DEQ that is not moot as to appeal 01. I will, with regard to the for DEQ's change of heart, you may remember the similar ZIPTI's appeal involving Resolution Copper, an issue came up about under what circumstances the evolution of a mine that's been permitted under the Water Act pursuant to delegated authority to DEQ becomes a new mine for purposes of permitting. Pollution Copper case, as to those facts, the Water Quality Appeals Board and the Superior Court of Arizona both said that resolution did not need to be treated as a new source for purposes of permitting.
Mr. Thomas, that's also getting a little bit beyond the procedural question. May I ask you the same question that I asked PARA, which is, do you consider the version of the permit that was appealed in appeal number 23-001 to be currently in effect?
Well, that particular version is not in effect because DEQ's approval was withdrawn, but the prior permit, South 32 submitted a timely and complete permit application, does remain in effect.
And that particular permit you referenced was granted in 2018, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
It can't be appealed now, but when DEQ issues, you know, takes action on the application, then PARA will have something that any of the argument PARA wants to make then would be waived, pursued in 01.
And Mr. Thomas, you're breaking up a little bit, so I missed a few of those words. Can you repeat about your last two sentences?
All right, I just said when DEQ does take action on the pending renewal application, PARA can appeal. And we certainly won't contend our appeals again, even if they appeal on the very same issues that they waived any arguments raised in the appeal of 001.
And DEQ, do you want to make any comments?
Thank you. Jimmy Olson representing DEQ. With respect to second agenda item, DEQ is asking the board to adopt those decision to vacate PARA's appeal as moot. There's a lot of ink spilled in this appeal, and we keep kind of getting dragged into the weeds a bit, but this last remaining issue is very simple. DEQ withdrew the final agency action, and that was the sole basis of PARA's appeal. So to answer your previous question, DEQ's position that the permit that was the subject of the 23-001 appeal is not in effect. Cal 32's previous permit was timely renewed and remained in effect at this point. DEQ withdrew this final agency action. That was the sole basis of PARA's appeal. Having withdrawn this final agency action, there's no appealable agency action left for PARA to appeal. Therefore, this case is moved. Very straightforward. I know PARA's got some concerns that there's collusion or some sort of conspiracy between DEQ and South 32. That's not the case. DEQ's acting in good faith. PARA says that DEQ has like changed its reason for withdrawing the appeal. That's also not correct. DEQ withdrew it to consider the comments, including the comments regarding the recent San Carlos decision. DEQ disagrees with San Carlos, but recognizes that it's currently the law of the land and is working to ensure that the permit complies with San Carlos. PARA also has taken the curious position that there are no licensing timeframes applicable to this permit, so you can just drag this on into perpetuity. That's a position that's held only by PARA. DEQ is proceeding pursuant to the applicable licensing timeframe rules and is preparing to issue the permit very soon. And then if the board finds that this appeal is moot, that's not going to affect PARA's substantive rights to file another appeal if PARA has concerns with the revised permit. PARA will still have the option of filing an appeal and bringing those concerns regarding the permit before the board.
Thank you very much. Mr. Brinker, I noticed, has joined us. We're very glad to see you, Mr. Brinker. At this time, I'd ask the board if you want to discuss what to do. I would also remind you that this is a very technical and kind of a crazy legal issue. So if you want to go offline and get advice from Mr. Rolstead on the procedure, you're certainly welcome to request that at any time. I am also willing to provide my 2 cents worth, and I'll start the discussion with that. So this is a legal issue primarily, which is there an appeal still to hear? The Office of Administrative Hearings returned it to the board because it found that there was no need for a hearing any longer on the appeal because the factual circumstances of the permit had been rendered moot by DEQ's withdrawal of the amended permit. And I agree with that conclusion because the facts, if they ever come back, will change. And so in the law, that usually means that a jurisdiction would not hear it again, or it would be done. The question that we're asked is, what do we do from the Water Quality Appeals Board's position procedurally now that the Office of Administrative Hearings has found that no hearing is necessary? I looked back at our jurisdiction as a board, and our jurisdiction is for appeals taken from any grant, denial, modification, or revocation of any individual permit. That is what gave us the authority to take the permitted appeal in the first place, because DEQ had made a determination. DEQ has now withdrawn that determination. There is a standard in the law that an administrative agency created by statute, which we are, that's statute number 49323, has only those powers that are specifically granted to the agency in the words of the statute. And because we don't have powers to grant the type of relief that PAR requests, which may very well be available in another jurisdiction, like Superior Court or in the Office of Administrative Hearings, it isn't our gambit to hear some of the issues raised by PARA. And really what we need to focus on in our first agenda item is what is the status of the permit that we were asked to determine, whether that was a lawful and reasonable permit action. And because that's been removed by the department and all parties agree that that version of the permit is not in effect, we don't really have any further jurisdiction. So my thought, and certainly open to discussion, but my thought is it would be appropriate for the board to vacate the appeal. And then if the permit is again made the subject of a final decision by DEQ, as was represented by DEQ and the applicant, the appeal could be brought again, even on the same issues, and you would start with the newest version of the permit. So, Mr. Bowers.
Fred. Yeah.
Fred.
Go ahead, Keith.
I think that's very well stated, and it's really well out of the clearly out of the purview of the board, in my opinion.
I agree with you, Michelle. It's if the permit is withdrawn, the determination, then there's nothing more for us to do. We're very limited, just like you stated, in what we can do. So I agree. In fact, I move that we vacate the appeal.
Right. And I don't like to see the board used specifically to create additional administrative delays. We're here to, our mission is clear cut, and creating additional delays is not part of the mission.
So is there a second?
Second.
Mr. Okay, and all in favor of vacating appeal number 23-001 indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And with that action, the board has vacated the pending appeal 23-001. And the second, moving on to the second agenda item, which there was another portion of agenda item number one, which the board may discuss and take action on setting deadlines. Because the board's vacated the appeal, there's no need to address that matter. The second agenda item is a notice of appeal dated June 28th, 2023, filed by PARA. And that was, just for procedural history, that was filed in response to DEQ's withdrawal. And I would think it would be helpful for the board. This was very confusing, I have to say, even from the lawyer member of the board. And I would like the parties to provide comments, but in providing comments specifically, if you wouldn't mind including what the specific basis of the appeal is that fits within the board's jurisdiction in 49-323A. And you've done that in briefing, so we've read it. So if you want to just make brief comments, that may be helpful in getting everybody up to the same level of information today. You want to start, Para?
Thank you, Madam Chair. So I think I'll just hit what I see as the heart of the issue, which is something you already quoted from and touched on, is that 49-323A says that this board has jurisdiction from grant, deny, modify, and revoke. And that, as I see it, is the core of ADEQ's argument that we can't appeal this decision. And to answer your question, what are we appealing? There has been a withdrawal of a final decision that ADEQ itself called an appealable agency action. So it is an appealable agency action. Nobody disputes that. The question arises, who has jurisdiction over this appeal? ADEQ is trying to tell us only OWA. And we are saying this fits under appeals to the board because it is a decision of the director that ARS 49-324C gives this board jurisdiction. It's board decisions of the director. So then coming back to 323, which has those four verbs, grant, deny, modify, revoke, we are encouraging and asking the board to look at all the sections around that give the director the power to do these things. And what ADEQ has done is out of the ordinary. To change their mind like this, I've certainly never come across it, where they, after a final decision, they just withdraw it. That just because 49.323A uses those four verbs doesn't mean that those are the only things they can do. The board is tasked with reviewing the decisions of the director in relation to these permits. And so this going backwards and forwards in any order they want is outside the scope of their powers. And we believe the board has the authority to review that.
What was that provision you cited in 49-324? I'm sorry, the subsection.
Yes, 324 subsection C begins with decisions by the director. 324 C, decisions by the director shall be affirmed by the appeals board unless, and then it's the standard that's set out.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Thomas, did you want to make any comments?
Chris, you're good.
Sorry. The approval of the renewal application does not constitute a grant, denial, modification, or revocation of a permit within the meaning of 23, and it just decided with regard to the other appeal of 001, the board doesn't have jurisdiction to provide any relief to PARA under that terms. Again, they will have an opportunity to appeal on the very same issues when a DEQ takes a final action that is a grant, denial, modification, or revocation of the prior 2018 permit that remains in effect as administratively continued. In the meantime, there's no need for this deal on the board, doesn't.
And DEQ, did you want to have any comments?
Yes, with respect to this agenda item, the DEQ is asking the board to vacate our second appeal because, as the board already stated, the board only has authority to hear appeals of the grant, denial, modification, or revocation of individual permits. I mean, this jurisdiction is clearly stated in 49Q23, which is the statute providing jurisdiction. And when PAR is referring to 49324, I mean, that's a statute discussing the stay. I mean, and the decisions that are referenced in that are clearly decisions to grant, deny, modify, or revoke a permit. That has not happened here. This is a narrow issue of administrative law and not a technical appeal involving some esoteric environmental question. Neither the board, OWA, DEQ, nor PARA has any discretion here. The board's rules and OWA statutes say that the appeals are sent to DEQ. DEQ then sends the appeal to the proper tribunal according to statute. And then it's also important to note that vacating this appeal did not adversely affect PAR's rights here. PAR's appeal was already forwarded to OWA a little over a month ago, as required by law. OWA set a pre-hearing conference. There's a hearing set in September, so PAR will have an opportunity to be heard on this case in front of OWA, the correct tribunal.
Thank you, and let me note for the parties, this was not an easy thing to parse through, so this took some work on our part to figure out, but I will provide my two cents, and Mr. Brinker and Mr. Bowers can certainly pipe up too. So when I look at this, I understand the argument that PAR is making, and I'm not saying that there's not a remedy for what has occurred procedurally or otherwise, but we're looking specifically at the Water Quality Appeals Board authority to provide the remedy. And what I see in the appeal is that it's really an appeal of a procedural action taken on a permit that was already pending, not final, because it was under appeal. So it is arguing then about the effect of that procedural action regarding a 2018 permit over which we have no jurisdiction, clearly, because that's something that was made final years ago. So I don't see any jurisdiction in the notice for establishing a new case for the Water Quality Appeals Board, because there is not a grant, denial, modification, or revocation of a permit that was in effect. It was not in effect. So the appeal is premature, and so my recommendation to the board is that we don't assign it a number and just do not process it as an appeal.
Okay, this is Fred. I'm still a little confused. So based on what Mr. Olson said, am I understand correctly that the PAR has filed an appeal, and that the ADEQ has directed it to OWA, right? And there's a hearing process basically, right? You said there was a pre-hearing conference already, and there's another hearing scheduled, right?
That's what I heard, yeah.
So do I understand it correctly? So if there's an appeals process underway at OWA, who are the ones that basically said that this didn't need to be appealed anyway, then why is PARA before us?
We did receive the appeal from DEQ after it was sent to us directly, I believe. So there was just a question raised about whether we needed to do something with it. And that's why we're having this discussion today. And my feeling is we don't need to do anything with it officially because of precisely the reasons that you cited.
Okay. Well, it is true, based on the statutes, not the 49.323 one, but the R-1217-106 one, right? That our purview includes revocation of determinations, right? So,
well, that I would disagree with that, Mr. Brinker, in the sense that you're citing a rule and not the statute. The statute provides the jurisdiction.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for clarifying that. Again, I'm an engineer law lawyer, so I'm easily confused about this legal stuff. All right. Well, the point is, though, PAR has an appeal in play with a different administrative agency for this subject, right? If I understand this correctly.
Yes, so. they have whatever remedies they have in other jurisdictions, for sure. That okay. Whatever we do today does not change that.
But I'm not sure what we could do. I mean, that I don't quite understand what PARA thinks this board is going to do.
Correct. I think the ultimate request, and I understand it, is that they don't want a discharge to occur under the old permit, and that's completely outside of our action.
Because that's what the current rules provide for, right? So we don't have.
Well, we don't even need to make that determination because that's really outside of our purview as well. That's a legal determination too.
Okay. All right. Well. So, okay. Thank you.
Yeah. So is the board in general agreement? Do we want to take a vote just to know if we agree or not?
Yeah, we agree.
Mr. Brinker, unanimous?
Yes, I agree.
Okay, so the board officially takes no action on the notice of appeal dated June 28th. Yes, Mr. Rolstead.
I'm sorry to interrupt. I think it'd be better if we had some type of
official vote.
Motion and a vote, you know,
okay.
Basically not take accepting jurisdiction on this appeal.
All right, okay. I'll move that we not take jurisdiction of the appeal.
A second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, that concludes our meeting. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn, for once.
Yes. Thank you, Michelle, for all the time you spent on trying to understand all this.
Yes, absolutely. You're involved.
Yes. And Mr. Rolston, thank you.
Well, maybe someday we'll get in a technical appeal and Keith and I can return the favor.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, everyone. I should call for a vote. Everybody vote on the motion to adjourn by saying aye, please.
Aye.
Predetermined outcome. Thank you. I will talk to everyone soon.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, everyone.